In Iraq, legal proceedings opened today against 13 men accused of petty crime. It marks the first time that a trial has been held in the country since the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime. The U.S. coordinator in charge of Iraq's newly reestablished justice ministry calls this the beginning of the return to civil society. The official, Clint Williamson, also hinted that former members of the Ba'ath Party, accused of committing human rights abuses, might be tried in Iraq by Iraqi judges. NPR's Guy Raz joins us on the line from Baghdad. And Guy, tell us more about this idea of a criminal tribunal in which leading members of the former regime could face trial in Iraq.
Well, Robert, according to Clint Williamson, the U.S. coordinator working at the Justice Ministry here, he said that in all probability there will be some type of tribunal set up where Iraqi judges and Iraqi prosecutors might actually rule on former members of the regime, people who specifically, as you mentioned, committed human rights violations. And Williamson even seemed to suggest that Saddam Hussein himself might be tried under this system if he's captured alive.
But doesn't this underscore what seems to be now a recurrent problem for the U.S. in Iraq, which is to find prosecutors and judges experienced to run tribunals would probably mean finding people who are themselves members of the Ba'ath Party?
That's right, Robert. And it's becoming an increasingly big problem for the Americans here trying to get things back into working order. They seem to be of two minds on this issue. Some of the administrators, the Americans, believe that it's really very practical to work with experienced Iraqis for now, whether or not they were members of the party. You know, simply to get the civil infrastructure back in working order, and then eventually deal with issues like vetting these people out. Now, yesterday there was a very interesting demonstration here in Baghdad, where doctors and nurses protested against the appointment of a man called Ali al-Janabi as the new health minister. The doctors were saying that he was a very high-ranking member of the Ba'ath Party, and they simply don't want him leading the health ministry.
Now, on another matter, Guy, we've seen reports that two U.S. soldiers were shot dead today in Baghdad in two separate incidents. What do you know about those reports?
Well, Robert, there's very little specific information about those incidents. What I understand is that one soldier was shot at close range on a bridge here in Baghdad by an Iraqi, and another was shot in the head by sniper fire on the eastern side of the city. Now, this is the first time this month that U.S. soldiers have been killed by Iraqis. There have been other casualties in the past days and weeks, but they've been mainly road accidents or accidents involving unexploded munitions. And I would just add, Robert, that I think it underscores the fact that Iraq is still very much a hostile place for U.S. forces. Even yesterday when I was speaking to some young men waiting in a long line for gas, some were saying some pretty shocking things like, if conditions don't improve soon, they'll start to resist.
Okay, Guy, thank you. NPR's Guy Raz speaking to us from Baghdad.